to give you an idea about what 90Gs is, 1G is, you know, what we are all subjected to when we're standing, right? Under one gravity. So you are kind of getting 90 times more force, right, onto your head. But this force is still significant enough that, you know, it can cause concussion.
So this polymer that you've developed, can you tell me a little bit more about how it works and what it's made out of?
Yes, it is essentially, a two-component polymer like we all deal with, like epoxies. Since we first created this polymer, in the last 4 or 5 months, we have also been able to create foams out of it. That means we can inject air in it and we can create cells that makes the polymer even more responsive under pressure. And so this essentially means you can now take a regular helmet and use these foams inside the helmet, and you can compare with what commercially exists.
What is it about this polymer that helps disperse the force from a hit?
There are two levels at which this polymer manages the impact. One is the material properties itself. So if you think of a foam, is like a cell, it's a hollow cell. So think of all these hollow cells put together, and the walls of the cells are still made out of this homogeneous material. So the properties of that material itself under high rates of loading is superior to, you know, other existing polymers. Then the most important thing is that we also have designed the types of cells and their distribution, which then provides a very interesting behavior that as you increase the velocity of the hits, the foam starts to deform even at higher velocities. And let me expand on this a little bit. You know, if you were to jump in a swimming pool from a height, the water is going to act like a rock. So in other words, if you increase the velocities, the material which used to be very soft, like water, actually becomes like a rock. So the challenge in developing these foams is, can you create a material which will still act soft at higher velocities of impact? We found that with recent testing, that we can reduce the G's on the head by about 22% over and beyond what the best NFL helmet will do.
And we've been speaking with Vijay Gupta, a UCLA professor who has developed a polymer that can reduce the force of a hit to the helmet by more than 20%. Vijay, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Sure, thank you. My pleasure.